Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Meseches Menaches, Perik Aleph, Mischne Beis. Achas Minchas Chayte, whether it's a carbon mincha that's brought as a kapara on a chayt, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. V'achas Kala Menaches, or it's any of the other Menaches. Shekamatzan Zar. Who did the Kamitza? A Zar, someone who's not a Kayan. Or Einain. Einain is a person in the first day of Avelus. Even a Kayan who is an Einain is not allowed to do the Avaida. Tful Yaim. This is a Kayan who's almost Tahar. He titled himself, but he's waiting for the sun to set to complete the Tahara. Mechusar Begadim. Or he's a Kayan who's not wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Mechusar Kippurim. A certain types of Tuma. A person has to complete his Tahara by bringing Karbanais. In other words, even after he tibled himself, even after the sun set, he's no longer Tfil Yom, he still has to bring certain Karbanais. He's a Mechusa Kippurim. Or Shaloi Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim. He's a Kayan, but he didn't wash his hands and feet the way he's supposed to before the Avaida. Aral, or he's a Kayan who didn't have Bris Mila. Tame, or he's Tame. Yoishev, he did the Avaida sitting. The Avaida has to be done standing. Oimet al gabi kelim, al gabi behema, al gabi ragle chaveroi. This kohen was standing on top of kelim, or on an animal, or on the feet of his friend. There can't be a chatzitza, there can't be a hefsik between the kohen's feet and the floor of the base of Migdash. So in all these cases, pasal, the carbon is pasal. Vayter says the Mishnah, comments besmile if a kohen did kmitza with his left hand, pasal. At least according to the Tanakhama, Bemseira says, Yachsir. You can still fix it. He could put the Kaimitz back into the Klishares, the Yachsir, the Yikmitz, the Amin, and make the Kmitza again, this time with his right hand. Zaktabatanura, Bemseira Sheet is not just in regard to the Kaimitz that was done with the left hand. It's in regard to everything we learned in this Mishnah. All you have to do is redo it. If what he did is possible, so there's no damage. The Mishnah comments if he did kmitza, va'olabiyadai, and although he's only supposed to scoop up flour, but what came up in his hand? Sirar, a pebble, a gargar melech, or a grain of salt, a kairich alavina, or a grain of the levina. Again, that special kind of fragrant spice, that kind of like a psamim. It's made actually out of the sap of trees that's put on top of most carbon minchas. We're going to see, let's say, the Mechasaita doesn't have levina because the levina creates this pleasant fragrance that's representative of the kedusha and the atmosphere of the imois. She's not acting like our mothers. But most minchas have a levina. Now before kmitz, he's supposed to move it to the side so it doesn't get included in the kmitz. He's supposed to later gather it up on its own and burn it. So in these cases, possible. What's the problem? Well, you have to have a fistful of flour. Now if a pebble got in there, or the grain of salt, or the carbid of levina, you don't have a fistful of flour. Ibnei Sha'amru, because they said, ha-kaimitz ha-yasser, a kaimitz that has either too much flour, ve-chasser or too little flour, pasal. Ezu ha-yasser, frekta Mishnah. So give me an example of a kaimitz that has too much flour. And for the Mishnah, she-kematzai mevoyratz, when the kayin took the flour, he like really laid it on. In other words, it's supposed to be in his three fingers, his middle three fingers. He took too much. It like sticks out on the sides. Or v'chaser. When would you have too little flour? Shekamatze b'rasha yetzbi'aisa. When he made the kmitza, he used just the tips of his fingers. He was supposed to spread his fingers over the palm of his hand. Here, look at the palm of your hand and bend your fingers inward toward your palm. You can stop bending your fingers inward and stop halfway through your palm. Or you can bend it and pull it all the way back, like toward your wrist. That's what the kohen is supposed to do. If he doesn't bend his fingers enough, he's not getting the full fistful. Ketzad hu aisa. So how does the kohen do kmitza? What's the right way of doing it? Sakta Mishnah, poishet es etzpiyosav. He extends his fingers. He has to bend back his three middle fingers, besides the pinky and the thumb. Al pasiyadai, over the palm of his hand. And that's how, like a shovel, he goes into the flour. Now it has the flour and the oil. It goes into the mincha. And the flour has to get into the space that's in between his bent fingers and the palm of his hand. There are many different shitas. Exactly how it's done somehow According to some, he uses his thumb and his pinky then to even it out. Is it easy? No. We told you, there are many different shitas how the kaimitz has to be done. And one thing is clear. Chazal tell us it is mi'avoida koshois shebemigdash. It's not easy. The Batnura has another pshat that he closes his three fingers over his palm and he has to get the flour in through like the tunnel, the opening, and then even it out on the top and at the bottom with his thumb and his pinky. Either way, the kohen needs a lot of training to learn how to do this. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned a list of people that are pasul for the avoida of karbanes and menachos. The list again is someone who's not a kohen, an oinin, that's in the first day of Avelis, tful yom, a person that toiveled himself but is waiting for the sun to set to complete his tahara, a kohen who's not wearing the proper big day kahuna, someone like a metzayda, who even though he toiveled himself and the night came in, but he still has to bring karbanis to complete his tahara, a kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet properly, someone who didn't have bris milah, someone who's tamei. Now, some ask, why does the Mishnah have to say someone who's tamei? You just told me even someone who toiveled himself. But he said, tful yom, the night didn't complete the tahara. You have to wait till the sun sets to complete his tahara. And even someone who the sun did set, but he's waiting to bring a carbon to complete his tahara, even he's possible to do the avoda. So for sure, someone who's mamish tamei. So the Taisus Yamtiv brings over here, that's the derech of the Tana, to sometimes list things in the order of zuve ein sarach lemezun. Of course, someone who's mamish tamei. Some say the chiddush is even though he's only a rishon letuma, he's not tamei meis. Let's say he became tamei tumas sheretz, he's not metame kalim, only oichlin amashkin. Even he can't do the avoda. The list continues: someone who's sitting, someone who's not standing on the floor. Remember, the kohen can't even wear shoes; he has to stand on the floor. Can't be a chatzitza. So if he's standing on Kalim or on top of Behema or on top of his friend's foot, the avoda is pasul. By the way, the Mishnah gives us three examples of a chatzitza, where there's a hefsek between his foot and the floor. Each one is a bigger chiddush. By a Behema, the chiddush is, it's a type of flesh. Maybe that's not a hefsek. Mim b'mine en chaitzis, his foot is flesh, the Behema is flesh. On Kalim, I understand, but maybe on a Behema, it's not a chatzitza. Even after the Mishnah tells me that the behema is a chatzitza, but maybe on the foot of his friend, that's mamish, like one foot on another foot, but the foot is touching the bottom, so it's his friend's foot. Maybe that is good. Mishnah has to tell me no. In all three cases, whether it's on a keli, whether it's on a behema, or whether it's on his friend's foot, if the kohen's foot is not touching the floor, that's called a chatzitza, and his avoda is not good. If he does kmitza with his left hand, it's possible. Bemseira says, no, just redo it with your right hand. Bemseira says, look, if kmitza with your left hand is not good, so it's like he didn't do anything. So what's the problem? Let him just do it right now. And as we explained, the Gemara tells us, even though Bemseira just argues on the case of kmitza with the left hand, he really argues in all the cases of the Mishnah. If a zar or an oinen does the avoda, Bemseira says, no, it doesn't become possible. Just redo it right. So really the machloikis is these things that are possible. Do they count for something enough to passel the mincha? Do they count for nothing? The Tanakhama says, no, it does have some effect. That's why it's passel. Bemseira says, it has no effect whatsoever, and therefore you can just start from scratch. And then we learned about the kmitza. We said if during the kmitza process, as he scoops up the flour, there's a small pebble there in the flour, so you don't have the full soilus, because that space where the pebble is missing, or a grain of salt. Now, you have to remember, the kaimitz itself requires salting after you put it up on the mizbeach, before they're makter it. But during the kmitza, there can't be anything missing there. Or during the kmitza, it got mixed in a grain of levina in the silas. Now, you're supposed to put levina on the flour before the kmitza, at least by most menaches. But when the kohen comes to do the kmitza, you have to move it off to the side. And the kmitza is from the flour in the middle of the keli. But here, some levina somehow got in. In all these cases, it's possible because the Torah says, "V'kametz misham meloi kumtzoi." Misalto mishamna, to teach us that the kametz has to be full, can't be anything else taking up space. For that matter, if there's too much flour or too little flour, it's possible. Too much means that the kohen kind of heaps it on, it sticks out on both sides. And too little means he didn't extend his fingers far enough over the palm of his hand. How is he supposed to do kmitza? Well, basically, he takes his three middle fingers besides his thumb and pinky, puts it over the palm of his hand, that forms like a space in between, and he pushes his hand into the flower, and that forces the flower into the space. Some say he uses then his pinky and his thumb to even it out, and there are many different shitas exactly how kmitza is done. It's not easy. It's not easy, it has to be exact, and the kohen needs special training, a special siyata d'shmaya, to get in just the right amount of flour.